All right, so I wanted to read to you guys this article that I found on Reason.com. Reason is a libertarian think tank. So again, it's one of my trusted, reliable sources that I usually depend on for reliable sources. This article was posted by Joe Sedion, and the title reads, based on a study, Green New Deal could cost more than $90 trillion. So I'm just going to read it. Whether its supporters care is another question, which is a true and valid argument. It was posted on February 25th of 2019 at 3:05 p.m. So the author of this article is by Joe Sedion, and he has his own sources. But let me go ahead and read it to you. The Green New Deal is a brainchild of progressive Democrats, particularly with Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat of New York, has been controversial since it was released earlier this month. Several Democratic presidential candidates endorsed it, while others have noted that it's not realistic and would be physically impossible. How much would it cost? At least $50 trillion. And possibly in excess of $90 trillion, according to a report released today by the American Action Forum. So the AAF, or AAF as it's called, is a center-right think tank that focuses on economic issues, projected costs for six aspects of the Green New Deal. Reworking the electricity grid in an environmentally friendly manner, revamping the nation's transportation network to reduce transmissions, and its guarantees of well-paying jobs, universal health care, affordable housing, and food security for each person in the United States. The first power grid on one of the Green New Deal's goals is to meet 100% of the power demand in the United States through clean, renewable, and zero emission energy sources within the next 10 years. Achieving a net zero greenhouse gas emissions in this area would cost at least $5.4 trillion by 2029. The AAF says not including another $387 billion per year for things like operations and maintenance. So why so much? The study explains. We assume that states without nuclear moratoriums would build approximately 50% of their needed capacity with their nuclear power and cover. The remaining 50% with wind, solar, hydro, and geothermal electricity and battery storage states with nuclear moratoriums are assumed to replace fossil fuels with wind, solar, and storage. This approach raises issues in dispatching electricity because one needs to cover the difference between the available nuclear and peak capacity with both solar and wind resources. Most renewable resources are non-dispatchable and must be supplemented by storage and other available assets. The estimate is not an outlier, as Reason's Ron Bailey has noted. A simpler plan outlined in 2015 would have cost $7 trillion, while a previous version of that proposal might have cost up to $13 trillion. For comparison, the electric grid industry pulled in roughly $390 billion in revenue in 2017. According to the Energy Information Administration, EIA, around 59% of what was accounted for by the generation costs, assuming that $230 billion rose to the aforementioned of $387 billion, then subtracting $70.5 billion in annual avoided fuel costs from the net difference, total electricity costs would go up by 22% for consumers. The AAF says residential consumers who paid an average of $111.67 per month in 2017 would pay an average of about $300 more per year for electricity. This does not include the trillions it would cost to achieve a completely clean power grid in the first place. The Green New Deal also proposes overhauling the transportation systems to eliminate pollution and 19% greenhouse gas emissions from the transportation sector, as much as is technologically feasible. The AAF estimate of the cost for the proposal assumes that the high-speed trains would replace the air travel. While this is not specifically noted in the Green New Deal itself, an overview of the resolution that was apparently published by mistake did not include the goal of building out high-speed rail at a scale where air travel stops becoming necessary. Doing so would cost between $1.3 trillion and $2.7 trillion. The AAF estimates the lower figure can be reached by multiplying the 2018 proposed capital cost per mile of California's since-toned-down high-speed rail system of $129.8 million by 8,263 square miles, which is the difference between the number of miles covered by transit rail and by airports in the United States as of 2013, then add on another $166.9 billion for the trains themselves, which in California would have cost about $71.2 million. The higher the figure, meanwhile, assumes replacing all 19,453 million, or however you say that, air route miles without using existing track. The report says there are other reasons why replacing air travel with high-speed rail doesn't make sense, which I outlined here. So you can go to that link and go to this page if you want to read more on that. The Green New Deal's jobs guarantee would cost a considerable amount. The AAF based its estimates here on the 2018 report from the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, which found that reaching full employment would involve putting roughly 10.7 million unemployment or underemployment people to work, assuming that the average annual cost per job, including an average wage of $32,500, would be $56,000. This would cost a total of $543 billion. The AAF updated some of those numbers with 2019 data and found that the federal jobs guarantee would cost $547 billion in 2019 and $676.2 trillion from 2020 to 2019. Both of those numbers would raise if, with a guaranteed job waiting for them, many of those who aren't currently looking for work decided to join the labor force. Of course, there are also plenty of workers who earn less than $32,500 per year, or $625 each week, who would naturally want to switch jobs in order to make more. Including them would increase the cost to $3.8 trillion in 2019. For the $44.6 trillion between 2020 and 2019, the AAF says. The report also estimates that providing universal health care would cost roughly $36 trillion between 2020 and 2019. The AAF simply built off a 2016 estimate of Senator Bernie Sanders, independent of Vermont, Medicare for All, which the Center for Health and Economics said would cost $34.67 trillion over 10 years. It's likely an accurate projection, roughly in line with the July 2018 Mischiefs Center report, which said that Medicare for All would cost the federal government more than $32 trillion over 10 years. Whether those in favor of the plan care about the cost is another question. Asked on CNN yesterday about the Green New Deal's massive price tag, particularly for Medicare for All, Democratic presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat of California, suggested that it's not about a cost. The fifth aspect of the Green New Deal, the AAF addresses is its guarantee of affordable, safe, and adequate housing. Simply put, housing the homeless could cost under $12 billion, AAF estimate citing Department of Housing and Urban Development of HUD data, but the Green New Deal also calls for upgrading all existing buildings in the 2019 of the United States, building new buildings to achieve maximum energy efficiency, weather efficiency, safety, affordability, comfort, and durable, including through electrification. This could cost trillions, as AAF explains. A 2012 HUD study evaluated the costs involved in having affordable housing meet with the National Green Building Standards. The results varied across a series of case studies and efficient levels, assuming the highest level of EMRONS, and is a responsible proxy for a GND rubric. Upfront improvement in costs range from $13,257 to $34,422 per unit. Applying such costs to simply put the 5 million available HUD housing and subsidized housing yields a cost range of between $66.5 billion to $172.8 billion. Applying such costs to the housing units, since the resolution calls for upgrading all existing buildings, yields and potential costs of $1.6 trillion to nearly $4.2 trillion. Finally, the AAF calculated how much it would cost to ensure that all Americans have food security. Since 2011, the federal government's Healthy Food Financing Initiative has secured about $245 million in taxpayers' money. Assuming, based off data from a Pennsylvania Food Access Initiative, that it would cost $75 to improve food access for the 23.5 million people who needed it as of 2009. The AAF said such a program would cost $1.76 billion. Since taxpayers have already put in $245 million, we're left with a remainder of roughly $1.5 billion. This increased access to food in conjunction with the income guarantees provided elsewhere in the GND should meet the plan's goals of food security for all Americans, the AAF said. And it goes on and on and on. So essentially, what they're implying is that, you know, as Carmela Harris, whatever her face is, she says, well, it's not about the cost. It's actually about, well, actually, if you look at most conservatives and most libertarians alike, and this isn't just about cost, but it is about cost, but it's also about your civil liberties and the free market civil liberties and rights. And remember, the free market is individuals such as you, me. We all have the right to create a business, to create our own wealth, you know, with money we have, etc. But, you know, the best way I can describe it is there was this meme on Facebook a while back, posted by the Libertarian Party, which they suggest there's a mansion and then a small house on the bottom picture. I can't remember what the picture looked like. Oh yeah, it was just a picture of a mansion. And it was divided in two. There was a mansion on top, mansion on the bottom. And it said that the Democrats or the liberals, however you want to put it, believe that nobody should have this right. And libertarians believe that everyone should have the opportunity to get into a mansion and have a big home and private property and all that. But this goes without saying that, you know, based on the AAF's projection of costs, and that's if you agree with them, you know, and that's just a conservative estimate whereby the universal health care, Green New Deal, energy efficiency, all this stuff costs money, and it costs billions. It's going to cost us billions more, trillions more, if not. And we end up over-regulating and over-taxing and overspending. And what do you think is going to happen to the economy? It's going to go bankrupt. And do you know why it's going to go bankrupt? Because this Green New Deal and all these other, and gun control, all these other proposals the Democrats want to push for and shove down our throats is no more different than a lot of the BS that the Republicans want to shove down our throats. And when you combined all that, you're talking about a massive loss in personal freedom and personal responsibility and a massive increase in debt, to which we become enslaved, not to mention that you have the Federal Reserve printing money out of thin air like you wouldn't believe, which in turn causes inflation. Then when we overspend on all this BS to establish a single-payer universal health care or gun control, or with pushing for war with Venezuela to remove one leader for an American-backed leader, or the opposition leader, if you will. You know, the Democrats and the Republicans, both political parties, both of the two major parties, have proven to society that they are not worth your vote. And especially with the Democrats, and this is why. Because of the stuff that they push for, that they want you to vote on. And this proposal, the Green New Deal, it doesn't include the Republican Party or Trump's, any of their proposals of building a wall. Or remember the South Dakota, what was it, the South Dakota pipeline that went underground from Canada, Alaska, Canada, all the way through the central part of the United States, and then it's being exported to other countries at the Gulf. I mean, and then if one of the pipes ruptures, you know, and the Democrats haven't mentioned anything about that, or they haven't cared about the personal civil liberties of all these private property owners who've had to then relinquish their private property for these big oil companies that have bribed the government to then allow them to build pipes and keep people away and all this stuff. And you wonder why this country is becoming a third world dictatorial dictatorship. Because of crap like that. Instead of living within our means, we have to go out and expand the government bigger than it already is. And we have to have more laws and more BS because people like Donald Trump and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are hip. They're awesome. And this is why we're going in debt. And this is why we're losing our freedoms and our civil liberties and our right to keep more of what we earn. It's the common denominator on both ends. Authoritarianism. And that I want to try and persuade people to say, you know what? Maybe we don't need this type of authoritarian or any level of authoritarianism. Maybe it's time we vote for a political party that's worth our say and worth our values. That of the Libertarian Party, which believes in freedom in both personal and economic matters and believes you have the right to be free at all times, at all costs. You have the right to make your own money and spending on what you think should be of value for you and your family and your loved ones, and that you should ultimately have the right to defend yourself, your property, and your loved ones. So I'm Michael J. Long, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. Hi, my name's Michael J. Long, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. Today, it's January the 26th of 2019.